January 30th, 1909, the story of why. Finding myself in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself. I seemed to see a soul in purgatory, whom I knew, and I said to her, "Take a look at how I am before God. I am so concerned about it, especially about the state in which I find myself." And she told me, "It takes nothing to know whether you are doing well or badly. If you appreciate suffering, you are doing well. If you don't, you are doing badly. In fact, one who appreciates suffering, appreciates God. And by appreciating Him, one can never displease Him. Things which are appreciated, are also esteemed, loved, and one cherishes them and keeps them safe, more than oneself. Can it ever be possible that one wants evil for himself? In the same way, it is impossible that one may displease God, if he appreciates him." Then, afterwards, Blessed Jesus came for just a little, and told me, "My daughter, in almost all of the events that occur, creatures keep repeating, over and over again, 'And why? And why? And why? Why this illness? Why this interior state? Why this scourge?' And many otherwise. The explanation of why is not written on earth, but in heaven, and there everyone will read it. Do you know what why is? It is egoism, which gives continuous food to love of self. Do you know where why was created? In hell. Who was the first one that pronounced it? A demon. The effects produced by the first why were the loss of innocence in Eden itself, the war of untamable passions, the ruin of many souls, the evils of life. The story of why is long. It is enough to tell you that there is no evil in the world which does not carry the mark of why. Why is destruction of divine wisdom in souls. And do you know where why will be buried? In hell, to make them restless for eternity, without ever giving them peace. The art of why is to wage war against souls, without ever giving them respite.